Yes.
Okay. All right, I'm sorry. Okay, Simon Chof, Sif Ches. So, Batinus Tibur, Yesh Babesakness, Asarash Masanam Mashlimit. So, if you have on a Tainus Tibur, you have 10 people fasting and they're being mashlim the fast. So, then I'm Mashil Tibur Shabbos, Bamilcha, Anenu, Kaidim Rafainu. The Chazan says, Anenu, before Rafainu, Vim Tov, Aloy Omro. And if he made a mistake and he didn't say it, if he remembers before he said Raifei Chayle, meaning before the end of Raifei Chayle, so then he goes back and he says Anenu and Rafeinu. Then Goimer Shamei Tfila, where everybody else says it. All right. Now, meaning this is because, I mean, real meaning the lechatchila is that the Anenu should be a separate bracha, but if you forgot about it, so then he's got it. He does it like anybody else. And Shemei like anybody like a yochid. V'shchachoi gam shom, and then he forgets it in Shema Galenu. Aimre lach hasima tefila b'loy hasima. Then you say it at the end of the tefila. That's going on for everybody. Right? With and you don't say, obviously you don't end off with the bracha, because then that would be making an extra bracha. Okay, that's not something to get lemaisa test. Ain't number tefillah shmoneh esrei b'kol. Why you're not supposed to say shmoneh esrei out loud, elam ken yesh, yeah, meaning chazaras hashatz. Ela im ken yesh l'chol hapachus shisha anoshim. You need to have at least six men, shame roiv minyan shestalu atel. That you need roiv minyan that are davening now. Okay, so now this gets a little touchy because this is between Chassidim and the Litvish. Have this. Like we know, you need six people to daven, right? In order to do chazaras hashatz, take kaddish, you need at least six people davening. Right? But like we said yesterday, don't confuse it that you only need six people to start Chazaras HaShatz. L'chatchila, you need 10. If you don't have six people davening now, then you don't say the Shmoneh Esrei. One person gets up, davens its own personal Shmoneh Esrei until HaKel HaKadosh. You could say Kedusha. Garment filas of Elachas, and then he finishes the Shmoneh Esrei. The Chassidus Shtibloch, they do this. If a guy comes in and he missed Mincha, he missed a minyan, and there's not going to be a minyan for him, so he gets up and he says Chazaras Hashatz out loud. He says his own Shmoneh Esrei out loud, and then he says Kedusha, and everybody answers, and then like this, at least the guy gets in a Kedusha. So the Shaila is it called Tfilah B'Tzibur? When you have only six people davening, so the Litvish don't like it. The Litvish hold, yes, you can say Baruch Hu, and you could say Chazaras Hashatz, but that's not called davening with a minyan, because the whole point of a minyan is that you're davening with 10 people. 10 people's tefillahs are going up together, so then it's automatically accepted when you have 10 people davening. You only have 6 people davening, so that's the case. That's not the case. But Chassidim hold it's a regular tefillah, so Chassidim are not really so makbid on the six, on whether you should have 10. They are. Everybody has to be makbid on six, but they're not so makbid that you should have 10. Fine. Obviously, lechatchila they want 10. Yud. Kol makom sheyochid imtoach chayzum espalo. Any place if the yochid messes up, kamay ken shliach tzibur b'chazaras hatfilah. So the same thing would be if the shliach tzibur messes up, imtoach chayzum espalo. If he makes a mistake, he has got to go back and daven again. Chutz mishachas shel Rosh Chodesh v'chol hamoed, except for shachas and. On Rosh Chodesh Chol HaMoed, Shem Shokach V'lo Yomar Yalav Yavoi, V'lo Yitzkarat Shish Tzigosoi, if the Chazan forgot Yalav Yavoi, Ein Machzir Nasa, you don't make him go back, Ki B'Shem Tereach HaTzibur Samchina Nama Sheyask B'Tfilas Mosav, because with the Tirch of the Tzibura, we're going to be Simech that the Shliach Tzibur is going to mention it in Mosav, which we said a few days ago that the Kitzur's Shita is that you don't rely on the Mosav. Remember we said if somebody forgets Yalav Yavoi and Shachris and only remembers after Musaf, so the kitzur held you still have to repeat because we don't care that you mentioned it in Musaf. You didn't mention it in Shachris. Here, he's relying on those opinions that say you're going to mention it because of the Tirchei Tzibur, so you're going to mention it in Musaf, so then that'll be enough. Just lost the place. Oh yeah, I will at the end of you. I will. This guy, if he remembers before he finishes my essay, so Chayes, you go back to the say just like anybody else who. This is a vain bazaar. That's not such a tzibura, because how much time are you wasting by going back to Ritzay? There were quite a few questions this week. I don't know why that the people thought that the Chazan said the same Talamata instead of the same bracha, but not everybody was sure about it. So I don't know. I don't know why this week this shaila happened so many times. Okay, Yudalev. It's a chiyuv on a person to say kedusha with the tzibur. We got amen shel achar kela kodesh, and amen after the achar kela kodesh, which achar shemayat tefila. Who gam kain chiyuv kamei kedusha. This is a halacha that many people are not aware of, and it could cause a lot of stress if you come late to davening. So, meaning there's a chiyuv to answer amen to kela kodesh and shemayat tefila. Same thing with kadesh that the shliyot tzibur says. It's a chiyuv to answer. You're chayuv to bow down with the tzibur. So therefore, if that's a chiyuv, right? So then, lochain in misachra lover the beis haknesses. If you came late to shul in a way that you're not able to daven with the minyan, right? So meaning you can't catch up, so that you can't catch up to them. Right, meaning you come in, you come into Ma'ariv in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei. So you jump in, even though you see some people are finished. If you're going to daven that Shemoneh Esrei and you're going to miss Kaddish, then you're not allowed to daven Shemoneh Esrei. Right? So that you're not able to daven with the tzibur, and you're required to daven the yechidus. If obviously if the it's not the end of Zman tefillah. Tefila. You are not allowed to start Shemoneh Esrei if you're going to miss any of these things. So you wait until you answer all these things, then you daven Shemoneh Esrei. Right? So you hear what he's saying? Basically, if you came late to shul and you're in the middle of, let's say, Shema, when the tzibur starts Shemoneh Esrei, and you know that if you start Shemoneh Esrei, you're going to miss Kedusha, then you are not allowed to start Shemoneh Esrei. And then basically what it means is that you can't daven, because if you're going to wait till Kedusha, now you have to wait till Shemaya Tefillah, unless you can daven really fast and finish your Shemoneh Esrei before Shemaya Tefillah. Then you have to wait for Moedim. Then, unless you can daven Shemoneh Esrei before the Kaddish after Tachnun, you can't start then either, and then you're gonna miss the Kaddish after Ualatzia. So
What about
basically,
dominating with
they
the
all tell you. So
shots?
basically, you gotta wait till after Aleinu. Now, if you could daven along with the Shliach Tzibur, is also because you're missing out the Amen of Shema Aleinu, and you're not gonna be able to answer Moedim. But however, there at least you're putter from saying it because you're saying it along with the Chazan. So maybe that's a heter. Point is unless you daven really fast, come on time to davening. That's the way out. But it seems like the people are not mocked on this. I'm not exactly sure. I'm not exactly sure why. Okay. Abel, Al Yam to Bengal Yisrael Tfilas Shemoneh Esrei. You cannot wait for between Gaul Yisrael and Shemoneh Esrei because you're not allowed to be mafsik. Right? The Tzarech Lahasmech Kula Tfilah because you have to be Saimech Kula Tfilah. For us, the last of name, and it's also the mafsik between them. Eliyamtin kaidem shira chadasha. You have to wait by shira chadasha. The problem is that we learned last week that you're not allowed to make a hefsik long enough in Shemoneh Esrei in Birchas Kriyas Shema. If the hefsik is long enough that it would take to daven the whole Birchas Kriyas Shema, then you have to start the whole Birchas Kriyas Shema again. So basically, what you have to do is you have to say a sentence and then wait a couple of minutes, then say another sentence so that it doesn't end up being a long hefsek. Bottom line is, it's not worth it to come late, unless you don't know the halacha, and then it's no problem.
Then come.
Fine. Yud beis yachid ha'aymer betfilas shmeina esra yachid. davening shmeina esrei mishmasayim achayim esim oimer matzibur kedusha uvala tziyah and kedusha tziyotzer. Right, so there's kedusha there. I mean, if you're up to shmeina esrei and they punked are up to kedusha, so should you answer? Eina oimer imon kodesh. You do not say kodesh with them. Tfisheina kedusha shavas because it's not the same level of kedusha. Kedusha chazaras hashad is much more chashiv. Avale matzibur oimer kedushas musaf. But if they're saying kedusha musaf. Even though you're daven shachris, I name mom kaddish. You answer with them kaddish. The chayin behevach and same the opposite. The kedusha shachris, kedusha musaf shavas, and they're all equal. So if you're davening shachris and you hear musaf kedusha, you're allowed to. Although there are those that say that if it's musaf svar, then keser maybe is different than kedusha.
If you're davening Shmoneh Esrei and they chazan's up to Kedusha, what do you do?
If you're a middle of Shmoneh Esrei,
yeah.
So you have to just sit quietly and have in mind that you're being yaitze with the shliach tzibur. That's basically you just sit quiet and do that.
Is Kesser more or less than Kedusha?
Kesser is more.
So if you daven even in the Shul Shul and you're a middle Shachris and they're a middle Musaf, then more to say it.
Yeah, I don't remember what they say, but I know that it's not as posh to say the Kesser. Some say Kesser is more chashuv. Okay, yeah, Simon Chaf Aleph. So how do you do tashlumen? So this unfortunately is a common shaila that gets asked, right? Which is that people forget yal v'yavoy. Hopefully, I mean Thursday people are going to forget the same talamata, and you don't remember till the next tefillah. So you have to do a tashlumen. So what are the halachas of tashlumen? So kvar nisbar. If you miss mantfila b'meizid, ain't like tashlumen, you don't have tashlumen. I mean, if you did it on purpose, there's no tashlumen. But if it's a shaygeg, I mean, it's beyond your control, or einus, let's say you're sick or something like that, so then or you made a mistake with something that you're supposed to go back meaning, like the Saint Talamata, you're able to finish it. You're able to make it up in the next tefillah. So she's called Davka Tefillah She's Mana. First, you daven the first one you daven is let's say you missed Mincha. So the first Shmoneh Esrei is Ma'ariv, and then the second Shmoneh Esrei is the makeup. Dainu v'lois pal Shachris. Well, I said that Marshall. He says different Marshall. I said like a Shekias Man Tfilas Mincha Yispal Matfila Tfila L'Shem Mincha V'Aymer Tachnon. Right, this is how you do it. So you daven if you miss Shachris, you daven Mincha, right. Say Tachnon V'Achukach Piyad Aymer Ashrei, and then you say Ashrei and Mispal Oy Shmona Esrei B'Shvil Shachris. Then you daven another Shmona Esrei B'Shachris. V'Lo Yispal Mincha, and if you don't daven Mincha, as Yispal Tfila Arbis, first you daven Ma'ariv.
I don't know.
And then you wait enough time to walk Dalet Amas.
Yeah,
a few seconds. And you don't say Ashrei. You daven Shmoneh Esrei for Mincha. And if you didn't daven Ma'ariv, so after Ashrei, then you daven Shmoneh Esrei. Meaning we want Ashrei, the same way Ashrei, we say Ashrei before Musaf. So you also say Ashrei in between the Shmoneh Esreis. But also le'lechol ad shispalo gam tefillah zu, shi l'shem arvis. And it's also to eat. Right? Meaning normally you're not allowed to eat before Shachris. So if you have to do tashlumen, if you do tashlumen, so then you can't eat. Right? You're supposed to daven the second one too, and then you could eat. If you didn't daven when you had the time to daven, because you thought you had time. This is a common question. People said, "Oh, I remember that I had to daven mincha, Then I got busy, and then I turned around, and it was after Shkia. So is that called an Einus, or is that called a Mezid? Right? So you thought you had more time, but you thought you had time to finish whatever that you were busy with. And then the time passed. Or somebody's just busy with potential loss. And because of that, he missed Zman Tefila. Even though normally you cannot say, oh, I'm going to lose money, therefore I'm just not going to daven today. That's not allowed. If you did it, you're not called a maze. It is a big mussar. I think it's a big mussar and halach.
What?
Earning a living, you're not, it doesn't come before davening. But if you got caught up in earning your living, then you're called an einus. If somebody was drunk, he wasn't able to daven. He's considered einus. Even though he began drinking when he should have davened mincha, meaning on Purim, right? So the responsible thing to do is daven mincha, and then you daven, right? But here he didn't do that. He's still considered einus. I can't say I understand why that is. I imagine if somebody asked me this shot myself, I would say that, you know, what kind of einus? Who asked you to drink? Right? So, but alas, that's not the halacha, and the person is considered an einus. Okay, I'm sorry for the delay. Everybody should have a fine night.
Have a safe trip.